It's time for South Sudan Safari.
Welcome to South Sudan Safari. My name is Yomchul Malek.
And I'm Victor Lugala. In this edition, we will take you to a conference of chiefs and traditional leaders in Yambio, capital of Western Equatorial State. They represent all ethnic communities of the state. Clement Lochio Lomornana of South Sudan Safari joins groups of musicians and dancers at the location of the conference. First, the Moro.
Then the Baka.
And the Zande, playing their traditional xylophone known in Zande as Kolingbo.
Gurtong and South Sudan Safari also received quite a number of greetings in traditional languages. First, the Jur. Listen carefully.
Salamzi. De kanita de selmuzon gade salamzi.
And we got more than just greetings from this Mundu gentleman.
Ma the Mundu Gurtong bo yembio gumandivi buru. Ngofokato buru reke faso faso satana efete ine. Ngofokato buru reke faso faso satana efete ine.
What about greetings in Morocco though? Not Moro.
Morning is Nyudugu. This is good morning. Then at midday, we say Mede. Then evening, we say Nyaparago. Morning till evening, that means Nyaparago.
Nyudugu.
Mudugu.
Nyaparago.
Maparago.
Mede.
Mede.
But this lady from Wira added more than just greetings.
Zero Wira, the Dimigurutongi, the Selim Pekuluro Wira, Ma, Moima, Yangi, the Wira, Medilatingalra, Gio, Mirodiro. Madarasa anza daya ize waniga mo damdo tindili obuija gerengi posigolo mina begilende sugulu anza daya ize waniga mo damdo tindili obuija gerengi posigolo mina begilende madarasa anza daya ize waniga mo go damdo tindili obuija gerengi posigolo mina begilende sugulu anza daya ize.
What was the conference all about anyway? Paramount Chief Wilson Hassan Penny of Yambio County was the host of the chiefs and traditional leaders and was later elected by consensus as chairman of the Council of Traditional Authority in Western Equatorial State. Speaking to South Sudan Safari, Jacob Akol began by asking Chief Wilson if it were important for the chiefs and traditional leaders to meet in these conferences.
Yeah, it is very important. It will bring unity of the people of Southern Sudan. You see, that was the policy of our beloved leader, Dr. John. During our conference in 2004, he mentioned that it will be very important for the chiefs to meet every year at the Boma level, the Payam level, the county level, the state level, at the national level. Because when chiefs are gathered, they will discuss issues that are affecting them and settle issues that can bring conflict among the people.
As a chief, What does your job consist of? What do you do from day to day? Tell me what you do, say, for example, in the morning you wake up. What else? What do you do?
Yeah, basically, chiefs have a lot. Chiefs have a lot to play. We also judge some cases. We also bring peace. If there is a conflict, it's our responsibility to make reconciliation. We also support the government in mobilizing the community to support the health center, to construct the health center, to clean feeder roads. also to mobilize their children to go to school. Chiefs have a lot to do, but if you are not involved also in police making, we are very important, because at the moment the government cannot just sit and make their policy. Who will implement that policy? It is the chief who are very important to implement everything that the government needs from the people.
Can you give me an example of the court cases that you deal with? Just one.
Here in Zanderland, we have got a case of adultery. It is very common. And also fighting sometimes. But that are the major issues that we used to judge.
In cases of adultery, what is the traditional way of solving this problem?
You see, the traditional way is sometimes if you know that person, if that person is very close to you, you can call his elder brothers. That if somebody come from another female and committed adultery with your wife, you can call his brother and talk to them, so that he can pay the amount you paid after your wife. Sometimes also you can go to the headman and call the person there and you settle the issue. If that person is very stubborn, you can go direct to your chief, to the executive chief. Then you summon the person, the court will take place, and that person will be in prison. From there, he will pay the amount that you have paid after your wife. The wife and the man who committed adultery will be in prison for some months.
Chief Wilson Hassan Penny, talking about the role of the chiefs and traditional leaders in South Sudan. However, since independence of the Sudan in 1956, the role of traditional leaders has been undermined by various Khartoum-based governments and by locally-based governments of South Sudan itself. Has this attitude changed? Jacob Akol asked Achwil Malith Bangol of Policy Advocacy and Strategic Studies why his organization has been organizing conferences of chiefs and traditional leaders in South Sudan.
This is a civil society initiative to try to fulfill a mandate of the Constitution, the Interim Constitution of South Sudan 2005, mandates the level of legislative assembly in each of the 10 states, and at the level of South Sudan Legislative Assembly in Juba, to form a council of traditional authorities leaders in each of the states, and then an overall council for all the chiefs for South Sudan at the level of South Sudan. This is a mandate by the Constitution, and it is also replicated in the Constitution of each of the 10 states. And the Constitution mandates that the council shall be formed, and the laws regulating the work of the council are supposed to be legislated by the state's assembly and enacted upon by the governors, and the one for all over South Sudan is supposed to be legislated by South Sudan Legislative Assembly and enacted upon by the President of Government of Southern Sudan.
Apart from what the Constitution says, how do you see the role of the traditional authority in Southern Sudan?
Well, there is a political will already. In June 2006, President Salva Kiir himself, when in the occasion of the oath of the judges for South Sudan, in his speech, he reiterated again and says that it is important for us not to forget the reason why we went to war is because of identity and because of preserving our culture and preserving our way of life. He actually asked the judges to ensure that our traditional judiciary system, our traditional administration of justice must ensure that it includes our traditional way of administering cases. It also required the concern bodies within GOS to research into our traditional judicial system so that it is developed like any other judicial system in the continent and all over the world. So we are, because we will be only feel as people and great when we preserve our identity and we interact with the rest of the world knowing that who we are.
How do we deal with the idea of marginalization of the minorities at the majority?
The Council of Traditional Authority Leaders will actually ensure that all the nationalities of South Sudan have a right to express their cultures, they have a right to be recognized as entities, they have a right to participate interactively and represent it through a process of inclusivity. Now, the bill on local government, the local government bill 2006 is awaiting to be legislated by assembly and passed to the president of GOS to enact it into local government bill, local government act. Doing that, the bill is actually full of a lot of issues addressing removing away, kicking away the marginalization forever, because it gives the authority to the chiefs at the grassroots, as Buma level, to be interactively involving their people, in mobilizing their people to make decision on anything that affecting them. And also, it means the decentralization is actually mean the five levels of the government of Southern Sudan, that is Buma, Payam, County, State, and GOS in Juba. The first layer of the government, number one, is the Buma, is the chief. So each chief shall be responsible on their people, encourage their people to interactively make decisions that are going to be implemented by Buma, implemented by the Payam, implemented by the county, implemented by state, and implemented by GOS. Not that the way around. So this is what the constitution mandates. You cannot realize this unless you help the people at the grassroots to get organized. And, of course, this is a mandate by the constitution. So we have to do it.
Achuil Malith Bangol, who is committed to fulfilling the requirements of South Sudan's interim constitution. But why, it must be asked, are the chiefs and traditional leaders so important in the management of modern state? That's the question Jacob Akol put to the governor of Western Equatorial State, Jema Nona Kumba.
The traditional authority has a very important role to play in my state because the importance of these people, we can be traced back to the time of our late chairman, Dr. John Garang Dimabio. And as I said yesterday, when the CPA was signed, the chiefs, the traditional authority, were the first people to be called for a conference to New Site, where the chairman addressed them and talked to them and appreciated them for the role they played during the struggle, how they helped in mobilization and how they helped in logistics, providing food for our army. And that's actually how we managed to sustain the struggle up to the time of the CPA. And he also ensured that they become part and parcel of our administrative structures. I would say that the chiefs are important because they stay with the people. They know the problem of the people. There are people listen to them. So when they talk to the people, they can hear. You know, we are far from the people. The government is a bit far from the people, but the chiefs are living right with their people. And traditionally, every citizen lives under the authority of those chiefs. And they know how to mobilize, they know how to pass messages, and they are respected by their people. So my administration will ensure that this relationship is kept, is sustained. And I'm happy that they have now been organized into a council, which is now a forum where they can come and raise common issues facing them and lay common strategies, and also a channel that the government can easily reach them through.
Dr. Alfred Sebit Lokuji, a leading facilitator of Chiefs and Traditional Leaders Conferences, put it even more forcefully.
I think one of the things that's very obvious to anyone who is observant is that the modern system of government as founded by the colonialists and as inherited almost wholesale from the colonialists is that it's based on a superficial structure that is assumed to go all the way down. But we know, we've grown up in it, that out there in the villages, away from the capitals, away from the offices of government, is another system altogether that has survived as it has survived in the past, with the authority, the local authority, being the chief. And the chief, or that class of authority, are not superimposed in the constitutional sense. People get born with recognizing who the chief is and carrying their problems and their concerns to the chief, and the chief also, when he has problems, calls them and consults with them. And this is what I've discovered, especially during the war, is what obtains all over Southern Sudan. You know, whether you are Bari, Dinka from Equatoria, Bahr al-Ghazal, or Upper Nile.
It has been argued, especially during the last 50 years of independence in Africa, that the problem with Africa is too many tribes, too many languages. Do you subscribe to this?
I think the problem with Africa is not too many tribes. It's not recognizing people for what they are, if I could redefine it. So the problem in Africa is the recognition of the individual identity. That is what has been missing. And if you are not recognized for what you are, if you don't recognize me as a Bari, that the fact that I'm Bari defines me in so many ways. The fact that you are Dinka defines you in so many ways. If you don't accept that, how can we interact?
Well, that has been called tribalism, is it?
It is called tribalism when you use your identity to refuse to interact with others. If I, as a Bari, refuse because I'm Bari to interact with others, then I'm being a tribalist. But if it simply means accepting what defines me, what describes me, then I cannot see where that can be negative.
Dr. Alfred Lokuji. On his part, the Swiss anthropologist Dr. Conradine Pana, popularly known in Sudan by his Anuak name, Kwachakworo, sees the chiefs and traditional authority as the only solid and viable foundation on which a South Sudanese nation can be built.
Even so, I like very much the people of North Sudan. What upset me all the time was their behavior towards the people of the South. And not surprisingly, there has been war in the South Sudan for almost 50 years in the Sudan, actually. And the root cause to that war, to these wars, was lack of respect of the cultural identity and the cultural values of these people. These people were just considered to be like animals roaming naked in the wilderness. They had no culture, they were stupid and lazy. That was actually once the term of Numeri, used at the Swiss television, and he was in Switzerland on visit. So I was always interested in the question how to solve the problem of bringing people together. Because the people of the north also are good people, and the people of the south are good people, and they both have cultures. So I don't see why these cultures could not come to an understanding. It is really lack of respect and of the dignity of each human being which led to this long and cruel war, which has caused so many deaths and so much suffering. It was also the lack of unity in the South Sudan. If all the people of the South Sudan really had wanted and respected each other, the war would have ended much earlier. But the so-called enemy in the north used this internal dissent to facilitate their own plans by arming certain tribes, fighting the SPLA and all that. It would not have been possible if there had been this unity and mutual respect. We should not forget that South Sudan is a new nation, and there is a big problem of state building. Now, if you want to build a state, you must build it on a solid foundation, like a house. You cannot build a new house, and even if it is a skyscraper made with a lot of money, this house will soon collapse, simply because the foundation is not there. And the government needs the people, and they cannot do without without the people. I said the other day what Nelson Mandela had said, some of the governments have problems because they cannot get rid of their people. It means that they don't respect their people. They forget. They think that they are the government, and that's why they are rulers, and the other ones have to obey. But the government is not an army. They are not in war with their own people. So they have to respect them, and then once they have created that unity, then they can really build the new nation on the basis of human rights, respect, and dignity of all.
Dr. Conradin Prana, alias Kwachwakoro, who strongly believes in traditional authority and cultures as solid foundation for building a new nation. For the same reason, the federal government of Switzerland has been the leading funding agency of the conferences. In Yambio, a representative of the Swiss Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Kuno Schaffli, explained to Jacob Ackle of South Sudan Safari why they support the setting up of traditional institutions in South Sudan.
Because we think that in the society of Southern Sudan, that this society is in full reconstruction of a state authority, of a mode of governance in which so-called modern authorities like the government, its ministries and so on have certainly a very important role to play, but where also traditional leaders cannot be substituted for a series of tasks and duties they are obliged to render to their populations. They are close to the populations, they are responding to the, they are accountable to the population, and they have duties which they fulfill now, and we would like to raise their capacities, to help to raise their capacities to do these services towards the population.
What do you hope to be the outcome of this program?
In fact, the objective of the program is an empowerment of the chiefs as an institution, playing an important role, linking the government with the population.
What would you say to Sudanese critics of this program who say that if you strengthen the traditional leadership, you are actually strengthening tribalism?
I think traditional leaders have always played an important role in cohabitation between different ethnic groups and peoples in southern Sudan, but all over Africa, I think. And if we help, if we assist traditional leaders to play this role even more constructively and with more capacities, then I don't think we would contribute to ethnicization of conflictual dynamics, but to the contrary, we would we could reinforce mechanisms of peaceful cohabitation and peaceful construction of the society.
Kuno Schaffli, representing the government of Switzerland in the recent Traditional Leaders Conference in Yambio. As for Dr. Christina Jones-Pauley of the United States Institute of Peace, she found what South Sudanese are trying to set up more refreshing than anywhere else she had been in Africa.
Parallels here in the system, I would see, for example, on the very lowest governance level in states, for example, Texas. I take that simply because on the basis I haven't lived there, but on what one's read and heard and friends have been there. You will find counties which are very different, even neighboring counties. One county will say we are a dry county, absolutely no alcohol. The neighboring county will say, no, we have voted to be a wet county. You will find in one county a judge is elected by the people because one doesn't believe that appointing judges is terribly democratic. In the next county, you will find that they're not elected and appointed. So this basic diversity in the American system is very impressive. You know? It is competing with federal power and structures, just as here there will be competition, yeah, between the different layers of government.
Is there a way where there is inclusiveness here? I mean, in Senate, for example.
Yeah, in the sense that every state is represented, regardless of what their population is. Okay, two senators for one state, whether it's from Rhode Island, the smallest state, or to the largest, which I think now is New York. And that has always been a system by which people felt, it gives a chance for everybody to have a voice. And on the other hand, the majority is not always right, and that the minorities have to be protected, yeah? So, yes, the Senate is based on that particular system. I think the original ideology, from what I know, was that you can't trust the mob. Therefore, you have to have this. But in the meantime, people have begun to appreciate it. It's not a question of not trusting the mob. It's a question that, everyone should have a say, regardless of what the population is. Yeah. When I first started in Sudan, the idea was rule of law. You bring in international standards and best practices. And at the same time, because most of the people are going to the customary legal system, that is where the greatest access is. And one basic principle of rule of law is access of the people to a justice and a quick and a speedy justice. It's a basic right. When I learned about the councils, I was fascinated and took it up immediately because I thought it was a brilliant idea, and it provided an infrastructure which can be sustained in which this access to justice can take place. Up to now, I think the internationals have tended to ignore that there has to be an infrastructure, governance infrastructure, to sustain the rule of law and this basic access at the grassroots. And that's one of the basic reasons I support the project, because I think it is a brilliant conception which one has not had before.
Dr. Christina Jones-Pauley. But what do the leaders in the government of South Sudan expect of traditional authorities? Quite a lot, as listed in this message from Deputy Governor of Western Equatoria State, Colonel Joseph Ngere Pacheco.
My last message to traditional authorities is that the government, I'm talking of Western Equatoria now, the government of Western Equatoria will always be with them. The government of Western Equatoria is looking at the traditional leaders as our background and backbone. We are looking at them to protect and maintain our cultures and traditions. We are looking at them to fight against HIV/AIDS. We look at them to improve the production of food. We are looking at them to see that they are conduit to take towns to the villages. And we will try all our level best through our meager resources to support. And most importantly, to empower the chiefs to see that they have small offices where they are, they will operate. To see that we will actually buy them uniforms especially uniforms, especially badges, when a chief goes and appears in Juba, he or she will be identified, this person is a chief from Western Equatoria, from this county. We are going to do that. And although these challenges that we are facing should not discourage them to see that they are not looked after. But, you know, it takes time. To manage a transition is very, very difficult. And the transition always, if you don't manage it well, you will not make it. You definitely break it. But I want to urge them to see that census succeeds. With all our problems, census succeeds. They must also prepare themselves for elections. They must prepare themselves from today onwards to see that referendum succeeds.
Have you got a short song in Muru that you can sing?
Yes, not in Muru, but I speak the language because I'm from Muru, but my tribe is Avukaya. My ethnic group is Avukaya. So I want to sing that.
Yes, please.
Very old song. It is like let me sing, then I'll translate. I sing now. Manika midile, manika mira yiri, lingile ba makarango ye. Manika midile, manika mira ibri, lingile ba makarango ye. Manika midile, manika mira obe, lingile ba makarango ye. This one is a short, very old song. It is like somebody is fighting alone. Fighting, Kami is a lion, and somebody saying. He was going to fight the lion, but he was alone. Where are his people? It's like now some of us are talking of maintaining the traditions, but we are fighting it alone because everybody is going on his or her own. They think that there is modernity in traditions, but if you talk of coming back to your identity, truth, they will just be not paying attention. So I don't want to fight it alone. I want everybody to join me to see that our traditions are maintained and our traditional leaders are helped and supported to see that our identity is kept. Otherwise, we fought this war for no reason.
With that message, and until next time, so long from South Sudan Safari and me, Victor Lugala.
And so long from me, Yom Chul Malik. Goodbye. Bye.
The program was produced by Jacob Akol and assisted by Clement Lochio Lomornana. South Sudan Safari is a radio series of Gurtuang Trust Media Project. The series is funded by NORAD through the Norwegian People's Aid. Yeah.